Scheduled public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for a public hearing on an ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County relating to fees charged by the Clerk of the Peace to perform marriage ceremonies and civil unions. At this time, Mr. Parrish will come forward. He will explain the ordinance to the council. The council at that time may have questions so that they get a better understanding of the ordinance, and then after they have asked their questions, this will be open to the public, and at that point, any member of the public may come forward to the podium and give their full name and address and make comments concerning this. Mr. Parrish?
Good morning. Appreciate it. And Clerk of Peace George Parrish, and this proposed ordinance provides...
Turn off the mic. Very loud, George.
I always like to be heard.
Very good, George.
This proposed ordinance is a continuation of your earlier approval of extending your appreciation and gratitude to our men and women in the military. And might add also that this provides for the same rates that Delaware residents enjoy. Some other people have expressed an interest that we should have zero rates, and extending that further, either option adopted by the distinguished council members is fine with me. And I would submit to you that we need to proceed on this because New Castle County and Kent County have already implemented this in due course, and it would be an excellent gesture and an expression of the Sussex County Council to provide active military duty personnel the opportunity to enjoy the reduced rates in terms of their service and their gratitude and opinion by the council.
So the proposal is to match what they're doing.
It does that, but it also extends the gratitude of the Sussex County Council to evidence to our military personnel of their service.
So, Mr. Parrish, what this ordinance does is make any active member of the military, regardless of their residency, to be able to get Delaware residency rates. Is that correct?
Make this a statewide procedure and policy.
Just so the public knows going into this, I think there's at least a couple that would favor waiving the fees completely for our active military and veterans. And I hope to make that motion as we get into this in case the public wanted to comment on that aspect of it.
In light of that, is there any concern from your position as the Clerk of the Peace that if we did waive the total fee, that how would it impact your department and the revenues that you bring to the county? I mean, would it have a major impact, have negligible impact?
It would be negligible because this county council, in its wisdom, adopted our user fee schedule some time ago, and that's resulting in saving Sussex County taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. And over the next few years, it will result in that because when I first took office, we had deficits in the range of $95,000 to $100,000 per year. We now have, because of your actions and endorsement of our fee schedule, we're now in approximately $14,000. And this will begin to diminish again.
What's the answer to the question that George asked you?
I am answering the question.
He said to diminish.
Do we have many active military getting married in Sussex County? That's what I want to know.
Right. He also asked the effect on the revenue. I'm providing a background to show that we are diminishing revenue. And this particular action, even if we had it as a zero, it would have a minimal impact on the revenue to our office.
Thank you for those.
Okay, good. Okay. We have been known to charge less in fees than the, certainly upstate has. And I'm just wondering if we're... Are we continuing to do that if we match what they charge for ordinary marriages services? So I'm just looking at that too.
Yes, because of this council's endorsement of our recommendations from our marriage bureau, our deficit is considerably lower, and we've established the pace for reducing because the deficits incurred by Newcastle County and Kent County are substantially larger than we experience here. So, but in answer, Congressman. Councilman Cole's Cole. Question.
Just call me George.
Minimal.
George. Just call me George.
Big George.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Parrish? Council.
If there are none, then at this point we'll open this to the public. Would any public member Yes, come forward, please. Give us your name and address.
He wants to get married.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. You know, this is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. All because of Newcastle and Kent County. So if Newcastle County and Kent County said, we're going to jump off the Bay Ridge, the Bay Ridge, would all you guys also follow and jump off the Bay Ridge? Actually, that would not be too bad of a thing. At least we could then change everything around here. But that being aside, first of all, why don't you lower the rates on everybody? Why? First of all, the veterans, whether they're active or retired, ought to not be charged for dime one. That would not only bring more people into the county to be married and keep him happy, or the next guy, the big guy, even happier, but it would help the economy. Of course, if you don't care about the economy of the county, it doesn't matter. Of course, that doesn't benefit us in actuality. But even to lower all the rates, lower it in Newcastle and Kent County, guess what? People from up in the state would say, wait a minute, they're $25 or $50 lower than we are here. They're going to come down here, and guess what? They're going to spend some money while they're here. But I guess you ain't smart enough to realize that.
You're wrong.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Sir?
Michael Cotton, 10087 Concord Road, Seaford, Delaware. I am commander of Squadron 28, American Legion, Oak Orchard Post 28, as well as commander of the Detachment of Delaware, Sons of the American Legion. And we would highly appreciate council's good favor on adopting this ordinance for our veterans. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Anyone else like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this point, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and the council could act if they so desire.
We'll close the public hearing, and if this is a concern, we'll close the public comment. If you would read the short title.
Mr. Sure. President, would now be the time to suggest a modification to the ordinance to waive all fees for active military and veterans?
You could do that. Let me read the short title, and then you can make that motion, because the short title is written in such a way that you could make such an amendment. An ordinance to amend Chapter 62 of the Code of Sussex County relating to fees charged by the clerk of peace to perform marriage ceremonies and civil unions.
Mr. Phillips.
I'd like to make a motion that we waive completely the fees charged to active military as well as veterans in this ordinance.
As well as veterans.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to amend the ordinance to have the fee of $0 for veterans and active duty personnel.
Is there time for a question again between all of those?
Okay. Yeah, wait a minute. Mr. Moore, I guess you're going to write that.
Yes, because we will need to change, because as it's written now, the fee for marriage issued by the clerk of peace to a Delaware resident. So we're going to need to leave that and probably have a subchapter said that there shall be no fees for any active United States military personnel or veteran. So we will put a subchapter in for that.
Okay. That's pretty much good.
When you get that, however it needs to be worded, you can read that back to us.
So if you're in the National Guard, you're still active, even though you're not deployed?
Could be.
Yeah. So that would include all National Guard?
So being that I'm a veteran.
Okay, there's going to be actually several changes to do this.
Okay.
And actually, we will each place in A, we would delete or any active United States military personnel, regardless of residency. Mm-hmm. On D, we would delete or any active United States military personnel, regardless of residency. F, we would delete or any active United States military personnel, regardless of residency. H, we will delete the same language, or any active United States military personnel, regardless of residency. J, we will delete the language, or any active United States military personnel, regardless of residency. We would then add L, which shall state, there shall be no fee for any active U.S. military personnel or veterans, regardless of residency.
Okay.
Then I got a question.
Question, Mr. Cole?
I do have a question. I asked Mr. Parrish about the, I didn't realize we were going to now include in others. My question for the record was, what would the impact, financial impact be if, you know, with this? And he, with the way it was written, which was just active, my understanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
And he said minimal. Now, is there a way that I could ask Mr. Parrish to come forward again, and if he would, now that we've included veterans, which the number now all of a sudden has expanded, we want to make sure that the record shows that, you know, that there's an impact, or he feels there's impact or no impact. So, is it possible we could do that?
Yes,
sure.
Mr. Parrish.
Is it? Thank you. It would be appropriate, I think.
Step back up here, please. You understand Mr. Cole's question?
Yes. The answer, it would not necessarily be limited to minimal, but it would be a minor.
So we've gone from minimal to minor. Because keep in mind, I am a National Guard.
That's the reason,
right?
I assume
you get married next time.
You're already married.
Yes, I know, but
the question,
always that chance.
The question is how this council is defining the term.
Wife, he understands.
Do you determine the word veteran in according to, in comparable to federal statute, or are you, does that include reservists or not National Guard people? Or what definition are you going to use a veteran?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We're getting a little muddled here. When it was just active, that was easy to figure out who is active and who is not. Now that we've, so maybe my question would be so that Mr. Parrish could do a little more research and come back to us, it might be more appropriate. Because I don't want to do anything that's going to put one of our departments, you know, in a disadvantage when it comes to the financial situation of this county. So
I'd have to also ask what definition you're using.
I don't know.
To define veteran.
Well, I intended that it would also be reservists. They certainly have the potential of going into combat. And I think that anyone who would risk their lives in such a overt fashion deserves the relief that this would provide if they want to get married. And I think in the grand scheme of things, this is a very, very small amount of money coming on the heels of Veterans Day. I think passing it today would be appropriate.
I agree. It will not have a substantial financial impact in regards to which definition, but we would have to know which definition you're using to apply the
Well, is there any concern with the legal department on that you've raised it up? I'd never even thought about definitions. I don't know.
I think it does raise a very important issue. What do we consider as, are we considering all military personnel and also with the veterans? And you could certainly add that in here at this point if you desired to state to include reservist and also National Guard, if that was your desire.
How about anybody that served?
So let me ask you.
Does that include them?
Would it be more appropriate to get the title and the wording properly done that we should maybe come back with a definition that we can pass out and continue this public hearing maybe
Well, the public hearing is closed. However, with the title, you can make some amendments, and if there is some legitimate questions concerning the definition, so it may be appropriate just to act on it later, although you do have a motion on the floor at this point that's been seconded.
What's your recommendation? I'm just trying to figure out what should we do to make it right.
I think it would be preferable to have the definitions.
So
what actions required of council to do that?
Right.
What actions required? Actually, we need to possibly prepare a memo, what would be considered, maybe get there. Mm-hmm. Mr. Parrish could come back with to us and just give us a memo on what would be considered.
Can we back up
reservists?
The motion? Should we back up? All
we'd have to do would be...
Parliamentary, which you could do, someone could table
with,
it.
Withdraw the motion and a second.
Yes.
Okay. I'll withdraw my second.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Yes.
Okay. And then if Mr. Moore, and you could get with Mr. Parrish and come up with definitions.
Yes, I think that would be appropriate.
Have that on our agenda for our next meeting, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get it right. Thank you.
Could I have a recap of what these services generally cost, an average price of people not in the service, but just anybody, ordinary people?
Yes, we have.
Just tonight, just one number, for, just an idea what we're talking about.
If you're an out-of-state resident, all out-of-state residents, non-Delaware fees are double what they are charged to Delaware residents. $50 for a license, it'd be $100 for a license.
Okay.
For a ceremony, $75 would be $150.
Thank you.
Can we get $50 divorces?
Thank you, Mr. Parrish.
Yes.
We'll now revert back to the agenda. Mr. Lawson, Mr. Report.
Thank you.
And the holiday schedule.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item to address is for the council to consider the 2013 holiday schedule and county council schedule. In your packets, there was a listing of dates to consider for both the holidays for the county as well as dates to meet for county council or not to meet for county council for next year.
Has everyone on council had time to look at these dates?
Yes, but I haven't.
So we make sure we haven't got the mistake we had this year?
Well, we don't want that. Are there any major changes or any changes from last year?
There are none.
Okay, well.
Have we, I don't have it in front of me because I've given somebody my laptop because I don't have the schedule, but is there anything that is, are there any or situations where you have a week off and then we come back and we have the next week off or something like that? I mean, years ago we used to have some things spread up, but as opposed to doubling them up so that we could have if somebody wanted to go somewhere and take a vacation, say in the midwinter, so that we're around Thanksgiving or around 4th of July and stuff.
The only time that affects us are the first 2 weeks of March, which is one of those. Is
NACO thing, NACO. Right.
The first 2 weeks of July, and then the last week of August, first September for Labor Day.
Okay, all right. So we're pretty much consistent with what we've done in the past, I believe.
Yes. This is exactly what we did last year, consistent with what we have done in the past.
And the county employees is the same. We mirrored the state, and then they get two floating holidays. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We accept it.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mrs. Cole, to accept the holiday schedule for the employees and for council as presented by the administration. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Thank you. Next item is the county administrator's report, November 13, 2012. Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet on Monday, November 19, 2012 at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Administrative Complex in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda is attached. Guest speaker at the meeting is Emily A. Farley, Esquire, Elder Law Project Director, Community Legal Aid Society, Incorporated. And she will be speaking on the programs of the Community Legal Aid Society and how they help elders and persons with disabilities in the community. Number two, attached, please find the cost statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for October 2012. There were 15,924 total calls handled in the month of October. Of those, 911 calls, 75% were made from wireless phones. Item number three, as you will see from the attached engineering department fact sheet, the woods at Johnson's Corner, otherwise known as Fenwick Hamlet, otherwise known as Fox Haven Phase 1, reached substantial completion effective November 2, 2012. Next, please note the Sussex County Council will not meet on Tuesday, November 20th, 2012, during the week of Thanksgiving. County Council offices will also be closed November 22nd and 23rd for Thanksgiving holiday and will reopen November 26th at 8:30. Finally, an update on Superstorm Sandy. Nearly 2 weeks ago, when Superstorm Sandy made landfall, it has been apparent that Sussex County and the state of Delaware were spared the devastating effects of the storm. That being said, there are still communities within the county that have damage and their post-storm effects continue. When an event such as Sandy is predicted to hit Sussex County, there are two aspects to the county's response. One is involves keeping the critical county infrastructure and services, such as our wastewater and communication systems, operating. The other involves the county's role in providing public safety to our citizens. During the days leading up to the main force of the storm and after the storm passed, our county's employees performed dutifully and without pause. Many were required to work, but there were several others who volunteered their time. I want to extend my sincere appreciation and gratitude for their efforts. There are too many individuals to name, however, the following departments deserve a tremendous amount of credit, including the Assessment Department, Communications, Engineering, Information Technology, Paramedics, and our flagship Emergency Operations Center staff led by Joe Thomas. During Sandy, the county provided information through its press releases and its network of social media, including Twitter and Facebook. We also developed a new service to our citizens in the form of video reports, which provided critical real-time updates to those seeking information. The results were outstanding. During the storm, the county's websites had over 57,000 views. Facebook followers jumped nearly 200%. Reach through our Facebook page, through followers to friends and friends of friends, grew to 44,203. The EOC Twitter handle had the most referrals and activity in its history. The YouTube video reports that were recorded within the EOC received 32,000 views. These reports helped keep our citizens informed and well-prepared for the effects of the storm. Finally, our partners at the state and federal levels are still assessing the damage Sandy caused to determine what, if any, relief the county and state will receive. The assessments will determine if the state can seek a federal major disaster declaration. As of today, no determination has been made, but we anticipate one soon. If they have not already done so, Sussex County residents who suffered damage as a result of Sandy should report their damage at the following number, 302-856-7366. Again, thank you to the staff of Sussex County for their professional service during the storm. We commend your efforts. Thank you, Mr. President.
Nicole.
Sure. Reporting damage. I mean, I don't know if you got the answer for this. Is that one of our numbers, the 856 number?
It is.
Okay. Is that damage only to the structure? Is it to your property? Like if you have a tree fall down, would somebody call to report that kind of damage? I know federal flood insurance only addresses, I think, the dwelling.
We accept any reports that come in from citizens. The federal stakeholders are looking for damage specifically on residents, primary residents, and they are looking specifically for damage that causes you to either vacate your home during the storm or after the storm to provide repairs.
Okay, but not so much to your, like if you lost, if you're on the water, your pier got messed up, or you lost dirt, or you had a tree fall over. It means I'm out.
And go ahead.
The regulations requiring an assessment for a federal event or an event like this to receive federal relief are substantial. That's why we encourage citizens to report their damages and not to throw out too many limitations. We also want to know globally what has happened to the county. So if, for instance, the examples that you cite are reported, it's still a good thing for the county to know.
Oh, okay.
It may not help in our assessment to get a declaration, but we still want to know the information.
Okay, because a number of people in South Bethany where the flooding came out of the canals, I know heat pumps got damaged, I know, you know, first levels. Funny, a friend of mine had, his wife thought that she had all these roaches in her garage. It was shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp.
And no, we didn't have any dinner. But anyway, they were when the Braziers, the pest control guy came up, he said, no, they're not roaches, honey, they're shrimp. Anyway, so but a lot of damage, drywall. I know somebody's gutting a whole garage because their drywall got wet. So that's the kind of stuff.
That all applies.
All applies, right?
But, I think one thing that's key to know, too, for George's question, is that in the federal regulations and to qualify for the disaster relief, it is primary residence.
Primary residence.
If it's your second home at the beach,
okay.
It doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
That's correct.
No, I'm glad you
must mentioned. Be primary residence.
Excellent. Okay.
So our primary residence at Prime Hook, who had damage from Sandy, might qualify.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Actually, who's responsible to repair damages from a hurricane like Sandy? Is the federal government actually responsible?
Well, to primary residents, no. To infrastructure, if we get certain declarations, yes. So,
in some cases, yes.
In some cases, yes.
But do you want damage reported to people with a second home?
Sure.
Okay. But assistance is going to be limited, right? Okay, I got you. Okay. But we still want to bring it all together, find out what the okay.
That's correct.
Sounds good.
I'm getting questions from people who want to know if the county council is looking at how we might better prepare for such a hurricane should it hit us, and do we need to look at our policies? So I'm just throwing it out there for your consideration.
I think
are we adequately prepared as much as we can be to withstand a hurricane like Sandy should it hit us, something like that hit us? That's all I'm asking.
It's hard to answer that question.
Well, there are a lot of, it's policy, policy code, building code, placement of a home, so that's what the questions are.
Okay. Anything else, Council? David Rutt. Universal Forest Products Lease Amendment.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.